So I'm here with Karen from the Wheeling Warriors. Tell me a bit about yourself and your group.
Okay. I'm captain of Wheeling Warriors of the North, which is a cycling team that raises funds for cancer research, and in particular, cancer research that's taking place right here in Prince George. We also support the Comfort Fund, so that's helping people in the North as well. Tonight we had, I think I counted, 38 warriors from our team of 85 who've come out to support Wesley. Wesley's been drumming for a year, and he's a true warrior. He's a Wheeling warrior, and he's, you know, just a drumming warrior.
So he's part of the group, and
yes,
and so.
Yeah, he's been cycling with us from I think 2019 forward. So he's going to be on our 2021 team as well. Yeah.
Awesome. And as a group, as you mentioned, you counted almost 38. Why do you feel like it was so important for all of you to be here to commemorate this drumming ceremony?
Well, when I knew that Wesley was going to be doing this, I mean, I knew about his 1 year anniversary coming up, so I just thought I would reach out to all of my teammates and see if I could get as many of them to come out tonight as possible to support Wesley, because what he's been doing for the year is just incredible.
Yeah, for sure. And now, as we're in the middle of this interview, we see that the parade has begun to kind of come through and is honking away.
Yeah.
For people who aren't here to witness this, describe what you're seeing and feeling right now.
It's amazing. I mean, there's lights and honking and so many people, and I see trucks. I can't even see the end of the trucks.
Do you see the snowman over there?
Oh, the snowman, yeah, it looks amazing. And it's so cool to see this happening in the community and supporting everybody here at the hospital that's, you know, been affected by COVID, and just the community in general, yeah.
Being and hearing the songs that they were singing earlier.
Very moving, yes. Very moving, and it touches the heart.
Yeah, you could feel the healing that was.
Yeah, and I mean, as a healthcare professional, I mean, I'm just in awe of what they've been doing for all of us for the year.
You mentioned earlier when you were talking that you're a nurse.
Yes.
So tell me a bit about how that's been with COVID and your experience.
In the beginning, sorry, it's so loud.
I know.
It's been very difficult. I mean, for the people that I work with, the residents, to not have family, being able to visit them, and it's just heart-wrenching to see some people like really not have that human connection that they had before COVID.
Well, the parade's really getting in the way now, and thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us.
Thank you. I just go see if I can.